Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day, welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg. Thanks for being here. It's Friday. It's the 24th of June, 2022. And this is a podcast called Better Than Yesterday. And it does what it says on the box. Something you hear on this show and every show is here to make your day today better than yesterday. We've been here since 2013. And every conversation we have will do just that. Now, conversations that we have here are with people from all over the world, from all walks of life. Some of them experts in their field. But each one of them will leave you with a little something that you go, oh, okay, and you give it a shot, you try it out, maybe think about something a different way, try something a different way, and then kapow, better than yesterday. That's it. That's what we're here to do. My name's Osher. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a physiotherapy rehab follower. I'm as I previously mentioned, a sauna aficionado. There's a sauna in the building we're living in on the Gold Coast at the moment, and I got up to 76 the other day. Again, sick. Good. What else do I do? I am a peanut butter jar repurposer. Yes, I'll sit on Zoom meetings and I'll have this massive, I love peanut butter. I do. And I get these giant jars of it because I eat so much of it. And then I use those giant jars as water glasses. People look at me funny in Zoom meetings. Which is so tasty. Mm. That's just water. It's not peanut butter. Anyway, and I'm here three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays and Wednesdays with a guest and Fridays with you. There's so many episodes to go back and check out. I'd love it if you could be a part of it. Send us your email at gmail.com is my email if you want to get in touch with me. That comes directly to me. And you can also find me on Instagram, Osher_Ginsberg. I love seeing where you're listening to the show. So whip out your phone right now. Take a photo of what you're looking at right now and just DM me on Instagram. I love to see it. It's fun. It's really fun. I really appreciate it. Look, I wanted to talk to you today about, I ran into a bit of trouble this week. We're putting Dad Pod out, right? So Dad Pod's out now. Brand new episode of Dad Pod. Hooray! Charlie and I are back. And we're hoping we're going to be back every week. We're not going to be doing seasons. We're going to keep going, which is going to be great. But my operating capacity to make sure that I got all the messages out and everything I need to get done with all the people that help me make the show, it just fell to bits because the situation that I'm in here in Queensland shooting means there's a lot of time pressure that I wasn't experiencing before. And so my ability to get that kind of production line and keep it moving, it just fell to bits. And so I forgot to email this person and call that person. They're like different people and arrange that and figure that out and such, and it all fell apart. And then launch day is upon us and I had fucked it right up. Thankfully, Andy, who edits this episode, this podcast as well, Andy swung in through the window on a rope made of bed sheets with a Pro Tools dagger between his teeth and helped us out at the last minute. And we got it up. But it did get me thinking about, well, hang on a second. So why did this happen? Why did it all fall apart? And it's because I wasn't keeping an eye on things. And I kind of want to talk about that because the strategies that I had put in place and the ways that I had been operating were fine until I find myself here, away from home, with a really full schedule, very different routine, lots of time pressure, lots of other things going on, lots of time at a physio and time with psychologists because of the hip business I'm dealing with. The ways that I've been operating just can't now cope, and everything fell apart. And it got me thinking that sometimes we think things are small problems, so small it might be uncomfortable to talk about it, so we don't, or it's something that I'll put up with it, so we don't address it. But I have found in my experience that if I let things slide, when the stakes suddenly change, for example, I've got to put another podcast out, so 4 podcasts a week. When the stakes suddenly change, then this stuff can become a massive issue. And I find that, and it's not just this first time it's happened a few times, that I find that what ends up happening is I've wasted valuable time or energy either managing a problem or, you know, masking it or covering it, or worse, not realizing how much damage the issue is, particularly if my own behavior is the cause of that issue. And this can happen in all kinds of relationships. It can happen in work relationships. It can happen in intimate relationships. It happens in friend relationships. Now, of course, there's a boundary between acceptance of things and where you draw the line on something, and that's a boundary for you to define. None of us wants to be the person who's unhealthily controlling the behavior of another in any relationship, and none of us wants to be unhealthily controlled in a relationship. That's, again, a work relationship or an intimate relationship or friend relationship, you name it. However, both you and I know that while it may be easier to ignore something or let it pass, or worse, kind of cover for or apologize for behavior or a situation that you're allowing, once the stakes change in that situation, the whole thing gets amplified, and the coping strategies that were maintaining the status quo are no longer capable of dealing with things. The coping strategies that were maintaining the status quo are no longer capable of dealing with things. And as happened to me this week, stuff just kind of falls to bits. And you can't catch up. You can't get strategies in there quick enough. Now, it might feel like suddenly a big problem has suddenly appeared out of nowhere. But what's actually happened is the issue had probably been there for quite a while. Yet the other systems or behaviors that had surrounded that issue can now no longer contain it. And then kaboom. Welcome to Trouble Town. Now, in a work relationship, it might look like what I described before with that podcast, or it might look like, I don't know, you got a high stress job, but you're doing really well, you really love it, and you're managing the lack of sleep and the anxiety caused by the stress of the job. You're managing with caffeine in the morning and alcohol in the evening. You power through your deadlines, you break your work-home boundary limits constantly to get things done and to deliver great work every time. And your ability to deliver that great work draws the attention of the higher-ups. Well done. Good on you. You've got a promotion. Hooray. More money. Unreal. More responsibility. More workload. Now you find yourself in a situation where the amount of caffeine that you need to consume to deal with the even less sleep that you're getting is starting to get out of control. The amount of alcohol you need to manage the anxiety and stress now becomes really quite unhealthy. The amount of hours you spend away from your personal life, connecting and recharging with the people and pastimes which fuel and recharge your mind to help you do that great work, those relationships rapidly, rapidly degrade. And you find yourself in a situation where it's kind of unsustainable. And if your strategies to manage your health and your happiness don't adapt at the same time as your external work stressors, you might find yourself in a spot of bother. Now, in intimate relationships, it's a bit trickier because, you know, as well as I do, when we first meet someone, ooh, there's a tingly feeling in your body. Isn't it nice when they're around, when they touch your neck? That's a rush of hormones. It's beautiful. It feels really nice. But the thing is that those hormones, they can hijack our brains and sometimes prevent us from seeing things that we might classify as, I don't know, red flags. You know what I mean? Like we just kind of ignore that they have a terrible relationship with their siblings or their parents, or they have mortgage destroying buy now pay later debt, or they're constantly sharing memes from a really uncomfortable part of the political spectrum. And you don't know, you think it's all just going to go away. Maybe they have a job or an age or a location or all of the above that are completely inappropriate for you. I've been there. You've been there. It's okay. We all do it. we sweep those things to one side. We say to ourselves, oh, it's fine. Everything will be fine as long as we're together. But you know as well as I do, that cute thing that they used to do, oh, it was fun when you were dating. But now that you live together, it drives you bonkers. And mark my words, there's something that you do which sends them around the bend too. It's important. It's so important to keep on top of this kind of stuff in a healthy way. Like I said, in a healthy way. Nobody wants to be controlling. Nobody wants to be controlled. It's important to have good boundaries around such things. And that's important in any relationship. It's super important in any relationship to work on acceptance, all right? Like, okay, what part of this can I be okay with, you know? It's important to, you know, understand that there's going to be compromise in everything to be in any relationship. But there is a boundary, and that boundary is different for everybody. And in my experience, that boundary is super, super important to keep. To put it another way, like I'm in Queensland and there's a lot of NRL. If you're in another state, it's football, all right? So somewhere in the world, wherever you're listening to this, you know we're aware of a game called football. Here it's a code called NRL, Victoria and such. It's AFL, NFL, you know, EPL, whatever it is you want. People paid money to put a ball over a line. Anyway, another way to put it is that you start the football season with a sore ankle. And that sore ankle, it's a bit rough to get it going in the morning. It's a bit hard. It's a bit tough. And by the end of the day, it hurts a lot, but you know, I'm okay. Look, by the time your team gets to the grand final, you'll be crawling on the field like a human roll of elastoplast while Grinspoon plays the national anthem and the propane cannons go off. You'll barely be able to move after playing a full season like that. You probably won't be your best. You definitely won't play your best, and you certainly won't be the best for those around you. It's important to sort this stuff out as you go, as uncomfortable as it might be. And I guess that's what I wanted to share with you this week. Because it's something that I've really had to take on today, to keep on top of your coping strategies and keep on top of the things that might be boundary breaches. And that's incoming boundary breaches and outgoing boundary breaches, you know. It's important to stay on top of that stuff. You know, you don't have to do a complete overhaul. It's just like keep checking, you know, like it's like when you're on a main road and you've gone from a 60 zone to an 80 zone. You want to be sure, like, am I going the right way? 85, I might just take a foot off the gas a little bit. 75, I might just beat up a bit. You know, just check on it. You know, just check on it. It's just a part of it, you know. It's just a part of life, isn't it, really? I've got a jet. I've got a wolfie to put to sleep. Back on Monday. And, Monday's episode's a goodie. Monday, we're going to have a chat about what the future of farming might look like. Maybe the most extraordinarily sustainable way of farming protein that yet exists. I'll give you a clue. It's not animal protein and it's not plant protein. It's amazingly efficient and it's very light on resource consuming, and it's got a pretty intense bang for buck as far as energy in versus protein out. But we'll talk about that on Monday. It's going to be a good one. I hope you enjoy it. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you to everyone that helped me make the show. Thank you to Bree Steele on research and support, Toe Hider, who makes all the music. Thursday nights, he does a Twitch stream. Super fun. Andy Ma, who cut the episode and did a bang-up job on helping DadPod get over the line this morning. Please do check out DadPod. Just search for DadPod in this podcast app. We've got Tizzy Hall on the show today. I can't even believe it. We asked Bree, hey, Bree, do you reckon you can get Tizzy Hall? It's like the top of the mountain. Give it a shot. And she got her. I don't know how. Bree's amazing. But yeah, Tizzy Hall's on DadPod. It's such a good episode. It's really good. So Andy, thank you very much for cutting this. And of course, Rachel Barrett, who's the executive producer of a lot of everything. She's the best. If you need me, send us your email at gmail.com. That's how you find me. I'll talk to you Monday. And until that point, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.